The third test, like the first two, was drawn, and the fourth, at Port of Spain Trinidad, was looking like another stalemate when Sober's unexpected declaration, especially with Griffith unfit to bowl and Wes Hall not picked, setting England 215 in 165 minutes, jerked it back into life.
Yes, well, things have certainly happened since tea. Before tea, it looked as if England weren't going to make it. Now, certainly, they stand a very good chance indeed. 47 needed in 36 minutes by our clock here. We're going to see Gibbs bowl. He's going to bowl to Boycott. Coming in now to bowl. Bowls this one. Boycott hits this one up towards deep, long on. And Charlie Davis runs in, and that's another run. 46 runs now needed. 46 runs needed. 169 for one. 58 to Boycott. 67 for Cowdrey. One of his great innings, I would think this. One of his really great innings after tea. He's really been going for it. In comes Gibbs, bowls to Cowdrey again. And he hits this one, lofted one, it's going to be safe, it's going, think Charlie Davis can't stop that. That's another four to Cowdrey, his tenth four. And we welcome BBC Sports View with the news that England now need 42 runs in 30 minutes to try to win this match, in 35 minutes in fact, so that they've really caught up at the clock in a sensational stand since tea between Cowdrey and Boycott. They put on 100 runs since tea in the 55 minutes. 100 in 55 minutes since tea put on by Cowdrey, who is now 71 not out, Boycott 58 not out, 42 runs needed. Gibbs bowling to Cowdrey, hits this one again, hard down to long off, and they disdain to run this one as it goes down to Carew. The target is 215, and the score now 173 for one. Gibbs to bowl to Cowdrey. In he comes, bowls this one. And he hits this one, and it's going up in the air. It's going to be caught by Sobers at mid-wicket. Out. Cowdrey's out, caught at mid-wicket. He's out for 71. And already the next batsman is coming out, and it's Tom Graveney. So England 173 for two, leading 42. Cowdrey going for that one, hitting him down to mid-wicket, and the excitement is absolutely tremendous here. 173 for two. 42 runs needed. And Graveney coming out, applauding Cowdrey for one splendid innings this. 71, and it, since tea, these two added 100 runs exactly in 55 minutes.
9 runs later, Gibbs struck again.
One must emphasise about this declaration that it was a generous one in view of the fact that Sobers has no fast bowlers to slow down the over rate, and we've had, in fact, 44 overs already in this inning. So that it's been extremely quick over rate. Well, now it's going to be Gibbs to bowl with no slip, no short leg, just a cover, an extra cover mid-off on the offside, all the rest on the onside. He comes in now to bowl to Graveney. Graveney is bowled. Graveney hits over that one. He's bowled. Graveney is out trying to drive that one. England now 182 for three, still needing 33, 7 wickets in hand. And this is the sort of thing that can happen with wickets beginning to fall. This match has come to life in a tremendous way. A real exciting game after a very dull morning's play, and it's going to be very interesting to see how things go. Anyhow, out goes Graveney. 182 for three. Boycott is still there, 64. And here we have coming in now, D'Oliveira, in place of Bangs. And D'Oliveira, who has not been in form on this tour, but who's a great striker of the ball, and this, of course, might be the turn of fortune he needs. Anyhow, England have got to really push along if they want to win. This is a wonderful match, this, made entirely, I'm sure, again by Gary Sobers' declaration, setting England 215 to get in 165 minutes. D'Oliveira has reached the wicket, has a word with Boycott, who goes up there, and I'm sure the orders are, go on. England simply must go on now. 33 runs needed in about 26 minutes only now, though. Time just frittering away as the wickets fall.
Well, Boycott and D'Oliveira saw England home with 2 minutes to spare. Boycott not out 80. It was an unlikely victory for England, particularly after the West Indies had scored 526 for 7 in the first innings. Sobers was fiercely criticised in the Caribbean for his generosity, and when Glamorgan's Geoff Jones, very much a number 11 bat, somehow scrambled through a nerve-wracking final over from Gibbs in the fifth test at Georgetown, England had won the series.